You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week. Happy New Year! Did you miss my voice? Because I missed talking to you. Happy New Year. Welcome to a new year, to a new decade. Yes, I know it's already mid-Jan, right? But it's still a new year. I mean, for the rest of January, you'll still be saying Happy New Year to anybody you're seeing for the first time in 2020. So, Happy New Year. Welcome to the first edition or first episode of WSW in 2020. Woo! Yes, how are you doing? How has your year been so far? I know it's just been 2 weeks, but yes, it's been busy for some people. It's been quiet for others. It's been uncertain for some people, and it's been like super sure for some others. What is it, or what has it been for you? I'd like to hear. You can email me, or you can check me out on Instagram or Facebook, just to share, you know, how your year has been so far. Or just comment on this podcast itself and let me know. I'll respond to you as soon as I get it. Welcome. This year promises to be amazing. It promises to be fantastic. It is the beginning of something new. I hope you believe that, because I do believe it, and I really can't wait for all the things that God has in store for us this year. I can't wait for them to start to unfold. And so I'm happy to be here again this year, today, with you. So welcome one more time. So I'm just gonna head straight to it. Yes, last year before we stopped, I've been having guests on the podcast, you know, to share their own worship song as well. And I'm just going to continue that and see how this goes. So today I have with me a pretty young, sweet sister of mine. Her name is Benita. She's very soft-spoken and very, you know, gentle. So you need to open your ears to hear what she has to say. Hi, Benita.
Hey, Jiro. Wow, what an intro. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your glowing reference of an introduction there. Thank you very, very much.
What can I do?
You did a cracking job. Did much better than I would have introduced myself. So I thank you and appreciate you for that.
Thank you so much.
And actually, thank you so much for having me on as the first episode for 2020. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, sis.
2020 has got to a decent start, you know, but it's good to be in a new decade. In a new year, new opportunities, new things coming through, and just seeing what God is going to do amazingly and abundantly for 2020. So I am really thankful that actually you have had this particular opportunity to be your first guest for 2020.
I'm glad. Thank you so much for availing yourself to be here today.
Oh, always for you.
So tell me, how has 2020 been for you so far?
So far, it has been full of, I would say, opportunities. I felt like 2019 had a lot of challenges, and I'm quite a reflective person. So that's why I'm saying, again, I just feel like the timing for doing this episode has been fantastic, because at this time of year, I am one of those people that does reflections. Don't like to say resolutions, because resolutions come and go, and by Valentine's Day, you've even forgotten what it was that you said you were going to set out to do for the whole of 2020. But I do like to take time to reflect on how 2019 went. What were the challenges? What were the opportunities? What was God showing me? And where did he lead me in 2019? What did I say yes to? What did I say no to? What do I think I would have done differently? So I've spent a lot of time in a quite a reflective space in the first couple of weeks of 2020. And that's why I say that I feel like there will be a lot of opportunities. You know, there's some things that haven't all fallen into plan, but sometimes life just isn't like that. In fact, life just isn't like that, right? Mm-hmm. Things don't always fall into plan
yeah.
exactly how and where you want it to.
Yeah.
But God is always good. God is always faithful. Mm. I'm feeling very optimistic about 2020.
Indeed, I am. Like, it's so strong. Mm. And the amount of opportunities, like you said, and the amount of ideas and mind shifts that I have experienced in these 2 weeks, it's been amazing. Like you said, yes, reflecting on what has happened in 2019, but then just diving into the year, just knowing, like, there is a knowing in me that this year, something has to change.
Absolutely. Amen.
Something has to change for the better, you know. Mm. Things have to happen. And I am really, really excited, and I really look forward to all the things that are going to unfold this year. Mm. So coming back to WSW, it is the worship song of the week. If you are joining us for the first time, or you're listening to this podcast for the first time, WSW stands for Worship Song of the Week. So basically, myself and my guests, we just share one song that has been a blessing to us for the week, or that has been that reference point for us when we go through stuff in the week. Like, I mean, music for me is like really, really, really effective, you know, whatever mood you find yourself, sometimes music just helps you go through that season. So what is your worship song for this week?
So my worship song for this week is Great Is Thy Faithfulness. It's an old classic.
It's a classic.
But, you know, this worship song, this hymn, if you like, it just moves me every time I hear it. Mm. And because it's such a classic, you know, you would have heard it at weddings, at funerals, at christenings, you know, you hear it all the time because the message is, it's just timeless, you know, and it talks about the different seasons, springtime, harvest, doesn't matter what part of your life you're in, you know, it reminds us that the mercies and blessings of God are new every day, every morning. Mm. You know, that line, it says, morning by morning, new mercies I see. It's just like, yes, so you wake up, like you say, on a new year, but every single day, doesn't matter what the date is, God's mercies are brand new and they are fresh, and you get to really start again. You know, God is so faithful and God is so forgiving that no matter what we've done, He forgives us and we get that opportunity to start again. You know, and I just feel like it is so pertinent and so relevant, especially at the top of the year. Like I said, when, you know, myself and I'm sure some of the other people listening take time to reflect on what has gone and what is coming forward, is actually just remembering how faithful God has been to you in the past year. Even just remembering what he did for you yesterday, what he brought you through. And that's why I just love this hymn, this song, this worship song. It's just, it's been really with me this week. Really, really has.
Yeah, like I get the point you're talking about, because you've been reflecting for a couple of days into the year, so you can't really like sit down and say, wow, yeah, I came this far.
Oh,
God.
Without God, hey.
we don't even know.
I dread to think, because honestly, it's only His grace that gets you through certain things. You know, like I said, when you really take those time to reflect, check back. I love to write, so I'm someone that writes a journal.
Aww.
So when I'm kind of flicking back and thinking, wow, look at the things I was praying about, look at what I was worried about, look at the things that God just delivered in a way that I didn't
expect
or anticipate, or He gave me the grace to handle and withstand in a way that I wasn't sure that I would be able to withstand. It's only the grace of Almighty God. That's it. So like I say, looking forward to this year and all the amazing opportunities that I believe God is going to bring my way. I'm just remembering how faithful God has been and how faithful God will continue to be. Because He doesn't change.
Yeah, He doesn't.
Right?
Yes.
And that's what this worship song says as well. You know, like, even though we change, you know, we go through different
seasons,
things.
Yes.
We're going through our seasons and we're going through peaks and troughs of faithfulness, you know, and of connection with God.
Hmm. But he
doesn't change.
There.
He doesn't change.
Never.
Yeah,
never.
That'll change us not. So,
great. Thank you so much for sharing. So, I was asking before we started recording, what version of Great is Thy Faithfulness? Because I would like for the listeners to also take a listen.
Okay. You know, there are a million fantastic versions of this
song. I know.
Like I said, because it's such a classic.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has done a version. Mm-hmm. But I love, there's this really beautiful stripped back acoustic version by a singer called Jimmy Needham.
Mm.
And it's really simple, just simple acoustic
guitar.
You know,
just like minimalist.
Yeah. You know, right. And it just means that for me, when I listen to it, it's like the words just settle and marinate on your soul, you know? You really get that opportunity to take it in.
Great.
So that's my favorite version.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to drop a link to this version on this podcast so that you can also listen to it. Indeed, God has been faithful. The least we could do is just remain grateful.
Absolutely.
And just keep being thankful and keep connecting to Him because it's so, so, so great. All right, guys. So this is where we draw the curtain on this episode today. Thank you, Benita, for being here.
Thank you
for sharing your time with me, and you know, for also telling us about the song that has been on your mind all week long.
Thank you. The pleasure's all mine. I hope that it helps and inspires some people that are listening. And thank you for your show. I think it's a fantastic idea. You're doing a great job with it.
Thank you, sis.
You know, inspiring and you know, helping more people to connect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Till I come your way again next week, it is me saying bye-bye.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou